The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We are your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is the show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Gino, how's it going?
Jake, you are giving me those eyes. You're ready to go here, huh? You're giving me those, let's make it happen.
Dude, these are the make it happen eyes. This is the make it happen show, and today's guest is a make it happen man. Today's guest is John Schoedenhelm, CEO of Eagle Financial Solutions and co-author of the book, The Secret to Lifetime Financial Security. That sounds like something I might be interested in. He is also a team member of the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. John has helped more than 800 investors grow their wealth, reduce their taxes, and work toward their dreams of financial security. So without further ado, John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It is our pleasure. Now, you've been in financial services for many years. What attracted you specifically to the infinite banking concept?
Yeah, so I got into business in 1990, got my securities license in 1992, got sucked into the whole stock market craze with the internet craze in the late 90s, and actually did, you know, variable universal life, and it was all tied to the stock market because everybody was, I hate to say it, everybody was greedy. And then 2001 and 02 came, that was three consecutive years of stock market losses. And that was my first wake-up call that, hey, the stock market is the roll of the dice. You don't know when it's going to happen, and it happens at the times you don't want it to. So it really made me pause and think, is this the way to financially succeed? It's just throw your money in the market and hope that it works out. So I was introduced to Nelson Nash and the infinite banking concept in 2003, and I was actually mentored by Nelson. And I was like, wow, this is very powerful. And we started from there.
What did you like about the IBC concept specifically, John?
That it wasn't tied to the market. So it was uncorrelated to the market. It was a different asset. It was guaranteed. It was predictable. It was easy to plan for, you know, not just with real estate, but just other things in general, you know, that you could count on that when you needed it the most.
So let's take a little look back at John Schoedenhelm's history. What do you say about the John Schoedenhelm that started in 1990? What would you say to that guy in the stock market and anybody out there that going down that path saying, you know, I thought I was doing the right thing.
That's what people were telling him to do, man. That was what you're supposed to do, right? He was doing the right thing. Yeah.
Well, it's almost where I feel like we're almost going to repeat it. We're 12 years into a bull market, and I've got young people that have never lost money giving me stock tips.
Here we go again, crypto traders.
that's another story. But yeah, I feel like history will repeat itself, and you know, a good overall plan, you got to have balance. And I feel like a lot of people are out of balance, and you have some get hurt.
So what would you say to them? I mean, getting that balance, how do you start getting that balance back in your life?
Well, you know, the whole life, the way we design it, the way we use it, it's predictable. It's a safe asset. It's easy to plan for, and it'll offset. You can have some money in the market, but if you have it balanced, like with the whole life, and especially the real estate investors, you know, the big thing is real estate going to keep going up and up and up, or is it going to correct at some point? And if it does correct, things are on sale. That's when you want that safe asset to come in and get multiple properties, right? But if you're talking about liquidity and it crashes, you're in trouble.
I love that. We had John today, John, specifically to talk about IUL, Index Universal Life. And we co-created the 100-year, Jake and myself, with Rick and Teresa. For me, one of the reasons was I got an IUL policy a little over a year ago. That was not the right policy for what I wanted. I was sold, but it was on me. And I didn't understand the benefits and the pros and the cons, because there are pros and cons to it, right? But 100-year real estate investor, IUL was not the plan for me. Can you go over some of the pros of IUL? Before we do, IUL is a very new product, everybody.
Tell us what it is, Gino.
Yeah, it's Index Universal Life. It started in 1997, Transamerica introduced it. And what happened was, John had mentioned variable. Why did whole life come out of favor? Because all of a sudden, back in the 70s and 80s, we have something called the 401k. Money starts flooding into the stock market, and people say, hey, I can make 10, 12, 15%. Why do I need 4% guaranteed?
Gino, why is that though? Because people started living longer and the pensions were no longer sustainable. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the 401k comes along and then he pointed to around 2000. All of a sudden that gets smacked and people are like, oh shit, this is my retirement. This is not safe anymore. And then, you know, hitting back to the Great Recession, whacked again. So this is a, you know, this is not stuff like for, especially for the young folks that are out there. You've heard of 401k your whole life. This is not something that's been around hundreds of years like whole life insurance. Just know
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, 97, IUL is not an old product. It's not a tested product. It's been around for 25 years. So, John, can we dive into some of the pros of IUL and then we'll go into some of the negatives of it?
Sure. You know, some of the pros of the IUL is, you know, you get the death benefit. You have the upside with where it's pegged to an index. Mm-hmm. Instead of getting 100% of the market gains, you get partial gains. And the contrary to that is, or the flip side of that is, okay, we don't get all the upside, but we don't share in the losses. So you're not losing 20 or 30%. So your principal is guaranteed. It's no impact on Social Security. And I feel like it can be a part of someone's overall retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But on the flip side, there's a cap. You know, you can't make 100% of the market.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantees because we don't know what the market's going to do. There are fees. It can be complex. I just had a conversation with somebody recently and he was having a hard time just wrapping his mind around it.
Is there a floor?
Yeah, the floor is you can't lose money. Mm-hmm. Okay, except for
except for inflation, right?
You know, there's a cost of insurance and there's surrender charges. So here's a con here is there's surrender charges. So if you want to get out, especially within 10 to 13 years, you're not going to get all of your money in gains. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the liquidity because of that feature takes longer because of the surrender charges. So for the 100 year real estate investor, that hinders their ability to borrow all the money that they want to borrow to go buy that property. So I think long-term, it can be a fine product for an overall plan, but not for somebody that's going to go in and borrow money and wants to do it quickly. And if the market is bad for 10 years, that's like a double whammy. Mm-hmm. Whereas the whole life's just going to continue to chug along.
Mm-hmm. So
that's why
John,
we like that consistency, right? You know, the whole
life. My question is, I don't know maybe if you can answer this or not, but why do they cap it out at a certain level? Let's say the market goes up 20%, they cap it out at 12. What's their reasoning or the rationale for giving you a cap on it?
It's just a trade-off of, you know, index annuities work the same way. And the trade-off is, okay, you're not going to share in the losses. So the insurance company is saying, we'll protect you there. But for that, we're going to cap you on your gains.
They're getting the back edge, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very fair. I mean, I don't know. I just, if you're going to be part of an investment, you want the upside. You don't want part of the upside. You want the upside. And John, wouldn't one way of putting this is if you're going to invest in the stock market, just take your money and invest your money in the stock market and don't peg it to a variable or an index universal life. Just have that bucket for that. Have this bucket for whole life. Have this bucket for real estate. And wouldn't that be a more sound plan for most people out there?
Absolutely. Yeah, because you know, just separate it, like you said, you know, into different buckets. But if you're going to invest in the market, invest in the market. And that's maybe for retirement, knowing that it's volatile.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to invest for real estate, you need something that's stable and consistent and predictable and that's liquid. And then you're not relying on the market for returns because we might get a decade like 2001 and 02 and then repeat in 08. We might get a decade like that.
No, we not might. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Do you know, I mean, Nelson Nash, did he ever speak about IULs? What was his feelings about index universal life policies?
His big feeling was that it was a new product and the whole life's been around for over 100 years. It's been tried and proven and it works. And the guarantees were the strongest in the whole life. So he basically said, why mess with success?
Do you have people that you work with that have both whole life and index universal life?
Yes, I do.
They do. So that may be another option as well. If you want a bucket where you're just getting guaranteed money here and you want to have your whole life here, it's guaranteed. And you want to have another bucket. I just say, if you're going to invest in the stock market, just go out and invest in the stock market. You may lose money, put some stop losses, but if you want to gain 20% and then all of a sudden I'm only going to give you 12% of that 20%, that's going to hinder your long-term returns. Cause when you're there making big bucks in the stock market, those couple of years, that's going to really accelerate you. If they're cutting you off and not limiting your ability to earn, that's a tough one for most investors out there.
Yeah, I agree.
So Gino, the thing here is that, you know, we're right at this time now where there's going to be some estate tax plan changing, right? Whether it's the 1031 exchange, whether it's capital gains, whether they do away with the step up in basis, which I think would be the most brutal of all. And the reason that I love the whole life for what we're talking about is because I think it's sound personal financial engineering. This is just a component of a greater financial planning that we're attempting to do, which is, hey, we both have kids, right? We're trying to ensure that this wealth is transferred to the next generation. And I think the whole life is going to be an instrumental vehicle to make this happen. And we like it because it's fixed and the money's going to be there when it's needed, because as real estate investors, we're not liquid. That death benefit and that cash value is instrumental, and it's basically fixed and we know it's going to be there with the whole life. That's why the whole life is powerful for our long-term strategy.
Love that, Jake. John, you want to add anything to that?
No, I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Let me ask you my last question as far as whole life. Is there anybody out there, any kind of persona out there who whole life doesn't work for? Can you think of anybody out there? Because for me, I look at everyone different. Everyone out there, they all have the ability to utilize it. The only difference is you need to have a long-term mindset. You're not getting rich overnight. You need to have a sound financial plan. This is something, like I said, I took out my first policy back in 2000, John, when you were switching over and you had the epiphany. My first policy, that policy 20 years later is chugging along. 20 years from now, that's going to have a significant amount of money in there where I'm going to be able to pull out. It's not going to affect my Social Security. That's my money. Government doesn't know. I have that there. I can collateralize it. I can borrow it. I can start taking it out. So for anybody, can you think of anybody that you would say, no, whole life is not for you?
I think the only person that doesn't work for is somebody that's an impatient, loves the market, can't stand just, you know, the stable, consistent, guaranteed, predictable returns a whole life. And they do have to have a long-term mindset. If they don't, then it's not going to work. I just had one of my friends, I remember one time, he kept looking at the short term. He said, yeah, but it takes a while to get this cranked up. I said, well, does your financial plan stop in 10 years? Or do you want your financial plan to last your whole life? He goes, well, my whole life. I said, the 10 years is important, but you got to look beyond that.
That's really hard, Jake, right? And as you can see, it's a snowball effect. Once you start stacking these assets and they start working, you get that momentum and there's time behind you. You just need to have the vision. You need to be able to look out 10, 20, 30 years. What do you want? Engineer a plan for yourself, but you need liquidity in the short term to take, you know, those opportunities, but you also need to have a plan for the long term.
Agreed.
So gents, we're, you know, something's going down this year. You know, I don't know when it's going to be packaged or what it's going to be, but I'm telling you, whole life is going to become so much more important once we find out what really comes out, because look, There's government's looking for more tax revenue and they got a target on your back. So they're coming for it. And ultimately it's going to be up to you to take 100% responsibility for yourself and your family to make sure that that wealth is transferred and not confiscated. That's my opinion of it. And I think this is a great way and a great opportunity to make sure that happens.
So if anyone listening on the call right now wants to schedule a call with John, just go to 100yearrei.com. That's 100yearrei.com. Schedule a call with John. Get some information. You know, find out if IUL is right for you, if whole life is right for you. He'll have the frank conversation with you. He'll break it down. If you're a real estate investor, you know, the whole life is just the way to go. Any final words before we, John?
No, I mean, just that, you know, piggybacking on what Jake was talking about, I feel like something's got to give this year. Like the market's at an all-time high. Real estate values are crazy, even in Columbus, Ohio, which is the Midwest. Something's got to give at some point. So we just got to prepare our clients and help them be more balanced. That's all.
Agreed. Gents, thank you so much. Always a wealth of knowledge, John and Gino. Let's continue making it happen. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jake and Gino.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43926 7V1.